there's a variety of tools that schools can use. Depending on their context, they may have reasons for choosing one or another. Obviously, when they're available, standardized diagnostic assessment tools give you the most reliable and valid information. Those may be different kinds of achievement tests that are available in the marketplace. The Wyatt is a very common one, Woodcock-Johnson achievement test of some kind. Those are a couple examples. The other options may be doing some more in-depth error analysis of progress monitoring data. So progress monitoring data overall score is not particularly useful for knowing why a kid is or is not making progress. All that tells you is that they're not making progress. But with many of the measures, you can go in and look at the kinds of errors children are making and come up with some hypotheses about why they may or may not be progressing. For example, with oral reading fluency, you can look at the kind of errors the child's making and get a sense of, are they semantic errors? Are they errors relating to their understanding of phonics? Is their reading very accurate but slow and laborious? All of those kinds of patterns tell you different things about the potential area of need that the child may have. And then another type of diagnostic assessment that is much more informal but can help you, again, come up with a hypothesis about why the student may be struggling to progress would be end-of-unit tests, students' work samples, homework assignments, things of that nature that really do give some texture to what the child is doing and the skills where they seem to have relative strengths and weaknesses. We realize more and more that as kids get older, if they're presenting with academic challenges, there's often co-occurring behaviors. And so we really strongly feel that in any kind of an evaluation for a student or a team getting together and trying to understand why a child may be having a lack of progress, that you can't just look at academics or you can't just look at behavior in isolation. It really does need to be a broader picture of the child.